Mrs. Tremblay was my best customer, but I just deleted her from my computer.
Losing someone you care about is difficult, but I have a feeling that you'll see her again. My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids. 2 Corinthians 5:8 says this, "Yes, we are of good courage, and we would rather be at home with the Lord." Now, the Apostle Paul wrote these words to help us understand that our time here on earth is just temporary, but God has prepared a home for His people in heaven. It's okay to be sad when somebody that you love dies, but if they're in God's family, you'll definitely see them again as long as you're in God's family, too. And that's what our story's about today. It's entitled, Deleting Mrs. Tremblay. Willow swallowed hard. Ever since Dad had helped her set up her newspaper route accounts on the computer, she worked diligently to keep them up to date. But now she hesitated as her finger hovered over the delete key. The account on the computer screen was that of one of her customers, Mrs. Tremblay. The name glowed with a special brightness, or so it seemed, to Willow. As she stared at it, she tried hard not to cry. "Mrs. Elizabeth C. Tremblay, 288 Fox Street, Ferris, Iowa," Willow murmured. She swallowed again and then punched the key. Mrs. Tremblay's name and address disappeared, and the screen returned to the program's homepage. The account was gone forever, just like Mrs. Tremblay. A tear slid down Willow's cheek as Dad came into the room. "Willow, what's wrong?" he asked. Willow gulped. "I erased Mrs. Tremblay." She gestured toward the computer as she brushed a tear away with the back of her hand. "I feel so sad about it, Dad. She was the nicest person on my paper route." Dad nodded and put a hand on Willow's shoulder. Mrs. Tremblay had been a real friend to Willow, but the kind elderly lady had died of a heart attack a couple weeks earlier. "When I pushed the delete button, I felt like I was erasing Mrs. Tremblay's life," Willow said faintly. "You told me Mrs. Tremblay was a Christian, didn't you?" asked Dad. Willow nodded. "She said she trusted in Jesus when she was a little girl." "Then Mrs. Tremblay is safe with the Lord," Dad said. "Her name is written in the Book of Life, God's record of all those who have been saved by Jesus and will live with them forever, and it will never be deleted." Dad gave Willow a hug. "You deleted Mrs. Tremblay's name from the computer, but no one will ever erase her name from God's records. She's with Jesus now, and one day He will raise her from the dead." "I know," Willow smiled as she thought about that. She sighed, but she felt a bit better. "I'm glad, and I know I'll see Mrs. Tremblay again someday, because my name is written in God's book, too." Well, how about you? Is your name written in God's record book, the Book of Life? If it is, it will never be erased. He will never forget you or abandon you. Jesus has given you eternal life with Him and will always be with you no matter what. If you haven't yet trusted in Jesus, do it today. Then your name will be written in the Book of Life for all eternity. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, just get your parents' permission first. Then head over to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse for today is Revelation 21:27.
"Nothing impure will ever enter heaven, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life."
And our key thought for today? Those who trust Jesus have eternal life. Read and listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. Well, I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.